This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. It's 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Review. Experts in the field of conversation are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, at Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is here, at Rich McFadden, along with Joe Crummy, at Joe Crummy. It's M-M-E-Y. Thanks for the shout-out on Facebook, Joe. Probably everybody here is on Instagram in the same way, right? At On Air Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here. So you can check us out both at Instagram and on Twitter should you have something to say. I'm hearing from a fellow named Craig Bryant, who is a Buckeye, who likes listening to the countdown, likes our review. He likes our even-handed approach. How about that? Everybody... We'll put our even hands together for a review of the items that are on the charts this week. According to the experts at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, charts for the week is September 25th to the 29th. Top 10 items at number 10. I don't want to say the same old, but it is kind of the same old. It's a focus on sports. People like to talk about sport. I think the anthem protests, which actually end up being number one this week on the countdown, not to spoiler alert, but that's all part of the conversation that's here. So anyway, number nine, Anthony Weiner gets sentenced to 2.5 years in the slammer for being a pig. Number eight, Hugh Hefner. A lot of people thought he was a pig, but he really wasn't. Passed away. What did you think of the first time, Victoria, you ever heard of Playboy or Hugh Hefner? What did you think? What was your first impression as an adult woman?
Well, as an adult, my impression of him was very different than when I was a kid. As an adult, he had, this is going to sound funny to Joe and to Rich, but he had a very successful reality show called The Girls Next Door, and it was about the three of his girlfriends living at the mansion and following them and what they were doing from day to day, and it presented him in such a different light. It was a smart move because my entire generation was introduced to him as this very, like, loving, caring, open-minded guy who, you know, we always thought of him as the sleazy guy in the robe, and he really was so much more than that. And so my impression of him, and then of course as I started watching old clips of Playboy After Dark, he was so progressive and helped during the civil rights movement and put African Americans on TV on his show when they weren't really allowed to be on mainstream TV. And there were so many things that he did as a pioneer that I just became very impressed by as an adult. As a kid, you know, your parents say like, oh, you know, Playboy, it's bad or whatever. So, but as an adult, I had a much different impression.
I don't think my father ever told me anything about, well, by the time I was 50, so I was a kid. I don't remember my father. I can't even imagine my father reading Playboy, frankly. Can you imagine your father, Joe?
Imagine their father. I have a story about this. You want me to tell you a little story about Hugh Hefner? When we were kids, speaking of kids, my dad used to take the bus home from Albany downtown out to Loudonville, where we lived, except the bus stopped about a mile or two from our house. And so every afternoon at 5 o'clock or whatever, we would go down to the Loudon Arms Pharmacy to pick up my father, but he would be waiting inside the pharmacy and inside the front window where they had all the magazines. This was funny. We would pull up the front of the car. We'd pull right up to the sidewalk in front of the door. And I remember my dad was standing in the window, and he was reading a Playboy, and he looks up, and and there's my mom, you know, all the kids in the car. Busting them.
Oh, boy.
And you can see him. He looks up, and he sees the car, and he closes the magazine, and he puts it down. And then he comes out, and he gets in the car. And, oh, my God, and all the little kids were all in the car. We busted them. It was...
He had lots of different raps. Rich, you remember the first time you saw a Playboy?
I don't remember the first time, but I do remember as a kid going, you know, obviously you find your older brother gets one somewhere or something like that, and he's got it in his room.
Under his pillow.
Where do I get more of these, you know? It was a rite of passage in the 70s.
Where do I get one of these? There you go. All right, let's see. Next here, the number seven item on the countdown, according to the survey done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Russian probe. It was, if you saw Will and Grace this week, the reintroduction to the show, there was a line, Victoria, you probably saw it. She, Deborah Messing's character, Grace, has been hired to redecorate the Oval Office because her friend is a big Republican and supporter of the Trumps, and so she has the inside, and Grace is not a fan of the Trumpster or anything in the administration, but she takes the job anyway, and she's standing at the desk in the Oval Office, the president's desk, and opens up a little, what is that, what would you call that little box?
It looked like a cigar box.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, he doesn't smoke cigars, but it kind of looks like one of those type of little
boxes. And so what did she say was inside?
Well, she's talking about how, you know, so many great minds have sat and changed the course of history at that desk, and so she opens it up, and kind of about to imply what this president's doing, and the only two things in the box was an English-Russian translation dictionary and a fidget spinner. Which, I don't know if you know what a fidget spinner is, Doug. They're those little things that they become a huge phenomenon with kids. Rich, your kids probably have them.
They do.
And they're
my
just like a little thing that spins on your finger, and it's supposed to be, I don't know what it's supposed to do. It's
help them feel
it passes
stress.
Time.
It's supposed to lower stress, help you focus.
As opposed to just fiddling with your fingers.
Right. So that's what Trump has in his box on the desk.
According to them and Will and Grace. All right, so anyway. Yeah. That was a cultural, by the way, this week, because most of the shows are now back full-time. Regular television network shows are on. Everybody's back in season. That was one of the most anticipated of all of the shows to premiere because of its history and how it got to. And Victoria's done a great job of explaining this to me, Richie and Joe, as we've gone through a discussion of it this week. Apparently, they had at some point last year around election time, the cast got together,
yes.
It was, this is sort of an outshoot of that, right? That's the.
Yep.
You know, I'm glad it's back, but when it first came on the original time, I watched it all the time. Super, super funny, very original show, really cool. And then it started taking itself too seriously, and then I just lost interest. Mm-hmm. And now I'm glad it's back, and I hope it's back to, it's just, they're just having fun.
Well, I watched it, Meredith and I watched a bit of it, well, I think we watched the whole thing last night. I was not a fan. I like Deborah Messing a lot. I don't know that much about the other actors that are participating in the show.
They're really funny.
But I didn't find it, I didn't find, even though I'm of the three men, Joe is a very strong Trump supporter. Richie is a moderate Trump supporter. I'm an idealist. That is, I am interested in ideas. Some of Trump's ideas I like. But I found myself being put off by the tone of the jokes. But as Victoria...
That's why I stopped watching it the first time it was on. Because they just started getting too political, too just...
But Victoria says... Victoria and Kara is at the, no, she's not at the controls in this hour, but anyway, they both said to me that I'm not the audience and you're not the audience. That's not what they're going for.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I think what I was saying, too, is the first episode, it was expected that they would be very political because that little election spoof video that they did launched them back on the air. They have two seasons. NBC gave them a second season already before this episode even season aired.
Amazing.
But that's the power of that viral video, which is why I said it was expected that they address political things in the first episode. I don't think that that's going to be something that's going to be a mainstay going on into the season. I think it's going to be more about where they are in their lives, and, you know, Grace is divorced now, and Will is still single, and Jack is still single forever, and Karen's still drunk. So it's you know. But I think it's tough, though, Doug, for anyone to start last night with the first episode they've ever seen. That's a really that's a difficult entree.
Well, let's see. Give it a couple of more weeks' chance. I'm sure America will
watch it.
So if I'm with her, I'll just watch and see what's what and who's who. She was the first one that said it, though. She said it before I did. I'm not sure I'm going to stick with this too long because she's in the same.
If you're a big Trump supporter, you know, there were a lot of shots at Trump and the administration last night, but I actually think that the Republican character, Karen, had the funniest lines of the night, and it was all about her history, her long history with, you know, Nancy trying to get Ronnie to take his pills. I mean, there were so many funny lines that were all Republican-based jokes. I mean, she had the funniest lines of the night.
16 past the hour on this week's Countdown Overview. I'm happy to welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, MyPillow. Ooh. If you are a person who struggles to get to bed at night, you toss and turn around a lot, you find yourself stuffing and piling the pillows up for support, MyPillow will bring you to the point of happiness and bliss. This is a patented adjustable pillow. The fill inside of it is unique. It's patented. It is swell, if I can use that corny word. Keeps you cool at night. Keeps your head in the place you want it to be. With the support for your neck that you need to have. You'll go off faster. You'll stay out longer. You'll wake up refreshed. Here's the deal. 50% off a four-pillow pack right now. 50% off, half the price for four pillows from MyPillow. Remember, your pillow needs to be replaced every year. So replace it or them, depending on how many you've got. Most everybody's got a couple of them. Two travel pillows, two premium pillows, 50% off the four-pack price. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Yep, 50% off the four-pillow pack, MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. It makes a lot of sense. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. These pillows, you can wash them in the machine, dry them in the dryer, all that good stuff. But remember, you should replace them every year. And replace them now at MyPillow.com. Get the 50% off deal. The promo code is DJV.
Blue Star medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You might not know everyone in your community, but if you did, you'd see that people in recovery from mental and substance use disorders are all around. Reach out for support and begin your recovery journey. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referrals for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, is cracking down on companies selling products that fraudulently claim to prevent, diagnose, treat, or cure cancer. Unfortunately, it's not a new problem.
Remember in the 1800s, there was the snake oil salesman who would drive his covered wagon from town to town and sell, you know, Dr. James's snake oil.
Now, they're often sold online, but the issue, according to oncologist Dr. Timothy Moynihan, is really the same.
The FDA regulations say that they cannot advertise or sell a product for something that which they do not have data to support their claims. If they make false claims, they should not be allowed to sell or make money from that particular product.
And so often, that data just doesn't exist. In an area where people are often desperate for help, Dr. Moynihan says it's best to remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
And it's 20 past on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're just talking about Puerto Rico here. Joe and Victoria and myself, and whether Trump really cares about who lives there, because people are saying that he doesn't want to help Puerto Rico as much as he wants the others.
That's ridiculous.
It's not really, though. I mean, you know, he definitely, right away, Mar-a-Lago is in Palm Beach, and Florida had, you know, a phone call from him, and whatever aid and need they had, it was already promised. And, you know, and then Puerto Rico, he's been tweeting about, you know, well, some people don't want the Jones Act to be lifted, and but he basically buckled under the pressure to lift that Jones Act to help the people
something.
Of Puerto Rico.
He wants to be seen as successful. He doesn't want to see... he doesn't want to be looked
personal.
At as
a failure.
It's
not personal. He doesn't care about the people.
And his ego will not let Puerto Rico suffer. So it's 21 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen coming right back at you.
The Talk Radio Countdown. North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Now 23 and change after the hour. This week's Countdown Overview with the services of Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen going through the charts and the people at Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com. You can see this list completely there. You can hear a podcast, by the way. I was talking earlier because Joe's nice enough on Facebook to promote the fact that he is here on the Countdown with us every week. And you can listen to a podcast of this broadcast every week as well. Go to blogtalkradio.com/countdown. All right? That's all you have to do, /countdown. It's Blog Talk Radio. You can go to iTunes, wherever you get a podcast. Joe's here courtesy of his own podcast. It's called Evil Thoughts. Joe is an evil guy, as you can tell by listening to him. And he has evil thoughts. And every day there's a new component to those thoughts in his podcast. Check it out, iTunes. It's entertaining. It's informative. It's annoying. All of those things.
It's evil. It's more evil. Entertainment than you have
it's
a right
evil.
To
yeah. Right.
It is.
All right. Our podcast, though, is blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. Okay. The next item, we worked our way up to number 6, the situation in Puerto Rico a week after Maria. The Puerto Ricans don't have water. They don't have food. They have a lot of people who are sick. There's nothing that'll kill you faster than diarrhea, and that's what they have. A lot of conjunctivitis.
Just ask Katie.
No, yeah. Medicine is not. They don't have. So now a lot of the cruise ships, apparently, the cruise lines, the three biggest ones, are filling up the ships with all kinds of food and aid, and bringing them to Puerto Rico, and then eventually to the other islands in the Caribbean. Good for them.
Why don't they just dock
it,
here
but it's also
let
in their own
live
best
on the ship?
Yeah. Well,
they're bringing them back.
By
yeah.
the thousands, they've been bringing people back from Puerto Rico.
The sickest people who need real medical attention. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. So, is there some controversy about Trump? He doesn't like Puerto Ricans. Is that the allegation? He doesn't like Puerto Ricans. He's not helping them.
Well, he takes the hit on any Latinos, and because right. of his stance on immigration.
Yeah.
So yes, well,
but Puerto Rico is an American protectorate, so they all have American passports, right? They don't have to be. It's not like I think that they are bringing the Puerto Ricans in without any question. But if you're from one of the other Virgin Islands, the British Virgin Islands,
well,
or
they're
French,
American citizens, so there's nothing to do. I mean,
Puerto Ricans.
Did you know
are?
That 90% of all people that live in the U.S. protectorates, whatever, Puerto Rico, 90%, more than 90%.
Yeah, in 90% what?
What?
Of,
yeah.
of all the people that live in Guam, all the people that live in our protectorates around around the continent of the United States, 90% of that population resides in Puerto Rico.
So 90% of those who are protectors are being protected.
Everybody's in Puerto Rico. Yeah.
That, Guam is a small island. I don't know, what about 150,000 people live there. Most of them are either attached to Henderson Air Force Base or... I think there's a sub base there, too, if I remember correctly, Richie, from our time.
Yeah, there is. There's Navy and Air.
Anderson. Yeah. Yeah, right. So, yeah.
Great place.
Most of those people that live there are, well, the what do they call?
Chamorros.
That's it. The Chamorros are the natives.
Half a day, eh?
Half a day. Richie and I went, I've been over there twice. Richie and I. I went once, but it's been a long time. I've been on that station.
Really?
They are American. Oh, wow. They don't.
Yeah, yeah.
They are 100% American. This is America. We live in America. There's no difference.
No.
At all.
No.
But they don't vote, though, right? You don't vote.
Yeah,
I don't think you vote, though.
They can vote.
Can you vote in Puerto Rico? Because I know that they have representatives in Congress, but they can't vote.
They don't.
So,
right.
In other words, if you're Puerto
like
Rico, you can vote. Right. You can vote, but they don't have any representation that votes.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, correct.
Or is it like, what's her face that represents D.C.? What's her name? Eleanor?
Right, same thing.
Norton. Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
same thing. 28 past the hour. See, you learn a lot by listening to the Countdown Overview.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. All right, here we are, 34 after the hour. This is the Countdown Review. Experts in the field of conversation are here. You can listen to us, engage with us if you would like to. Us includes Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, along with broadcast expert Joe Crummy, who's got his Evil Thoughts podcast on iTunes. And then there's Victoria Keelan, who's part of the DJV experience that you hear every day. I got a note from our friend Richie Larry Fuss, who owns stations. We are on several of his stations, but he has stations outside the country as well as inside the country. And he has clarified our thoughts on who can vote. He says citizens in the territories cannot vote in presidential elections. Residents of territories are citizens. American Samoans, for example, are U.S. nationals. Every territory has a non-voting delegate in the House of Representatives. They can introduce bills, vote in committee, but they cannot vote on the floor.
Correct.
So that's the...
But they can vote in the election, right?
No, they can't vote in presidential elections.
Huh.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, if your representative can't vote, then you shouldn't vote either. I mean, when we have a presidential election, does anybody ever say, hey, we're waiting for the vote from Puerto Rico? No.
Washington, D.C. votes.
So you think that Puerto Rico...
Well, because that's a state. That's
because of all the trouble that they're having.
I stand corrected.
They
do not have voting right.
That's what Larry just said. Larry, I would trust Larry's answer.
Wait, who doesn't? What's the final verdict on this?
They do not vote.
You don't have a vote.
Puerto Rico and U.S. territories do not have electoral votes for president.
Period.
Right, but if you're in D.C., you can vote.
But does it count?
Oh, you know what it is?
Yes.
They can participate in the primaries, but not in the electoral votes.
Electoral votes.
If you have a resident,
send the electoral college.
Correct.
Yeah. Because they don't have certified reps. Okay, That clarifies it. Thank you, Larry. Good job. The whole business about the situation in Puerto Rico brings us around to thinking that Puerto Rico may become the 51st state because this devastation from the storm, nail in the coffin,
choice.
They just can't survive. They don't have any money. They've run the governors, the political leadership there has been absent without leave, AWOL for decades. Puerto Rico has been very badly managed. All you have to do is go there and you can see and feel it. I've only been there once, but it wasn't a place I'd go back to, frankly. I didn't like it. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how the Congress deals with this as they go through trying to figure out how to fix the mess in Florida, fix the mess in Texas. There's a lot of stuff to deal with here, lots of messes. Speaking of messes, number five, North Korea. Sanctions, discussion. I don't know what's different from week to week here. I don't see this.
I'll tell you what. I had a thought about it. You know, speaking of Guam, don't you think it's kind of lame, saying that you're going to, say if you're North Korea and you want to put the hurt on the United States, that you're going to nuke Guam? That's like saying, I'm going to kill you, but I'm going to step on your toe first.
Not going there.
I mean, don't you think that's rather
lame? We're going to protect our friends in Guam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's like, all right, United States, I'm taking you down. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm taking out Guam, and they don't even vote.
So Larry has a further clarification here. D.C. residents can vote.
Yes.
D.C. is not technically a territory. The territories do have electoral votes. Delegates can vote at conventions. All right.
Correct.
Got that straightened out. Thank you, Larry. For part two of that.
So D.C. is somewhere in between a state and a territory.
Apparently.
Right. That's right.
All right. Number four is something that sort of takes me back. I'm wondering really what is going on in our country or certain parts of our country because we seem to be becoming more and more and more divided. And the example I have is Moore, his victory in the election. Luther, what was the guy's name that Trump went down to support? Strange, right?
Luther Strange?
Yeah. So Roy Moore was a judge who wasn't kicked off the bench once, but kicked off the bench twice that I know of. And he is like as close to a Neanderthal politically as you can come up with that I can manage to see. And I just wonder if all of this division that we have, and I guess I'd even go back to the Will and Grace conversation that we were having in the show, the fact that these sorts of things raise the ire in people to almost a boiling point where we have so many things that seem to separate us, and along comes a guy like this who is absolutely, he's like a separatist, actually, Cro-Magnon, Neanderthal, whatever, however you want to describe his thinking. It certainly isn't progressive. Not that that has to be the be-all and end-all. Obviously, the guy's got a lot of support. So what does that say? Guys like this get the kind of support that they do. What does it say about where our country is heading or where those people in those areas that vote for people like this? And I'm not putting them down.
It's the pendulum swinging back from overreach of government, and he is the total anti-overreach candidate. Mm-hmm. And people do not want this much government interference in their life.
That's why they voted for Trump. Well, they voted for Trump for that reason. So why didn't they vote Luther Strange, who was his candidate?
Because they don't see Trump as ideologically pure at all, which he's not. If you listen to somebody, one of the purest right wingers on the radio is Mark Levin. I was listening to him yesterday. He's all for Roy Moore. Because he doesn't do what Trump says all the time. And, Trump is kind of straddling the line right and left when it suits him.
All those guys like Mark
had
a choke on their words because they didn't want Trump in the first place. And now they don't know what to do with it. He doesn't know what to do with them on the air. He doesn't know what to do with them with that organization that he runs. They didn't know what to do with Trump. They don't know how to handle it.
I love it.
The only people who are real purists are the people that work on the Salem stations because that's what the company told them to do, and so that's what they do. But other than that, I don't know. Are there any? I guess Hannity is probably as close to a purist as there is, right?
I mean, Roy Moore is going to be a Christian, and he's going to want to follow all the rules of the United States. It's whatever you know, just go by the book.
What book?
Right. He was against adoption. I was reading up on him. He was against. Now, when he was, if he still is, I don't know. But he was.
I doubt that changed.
Yeah, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. But
yeah,
he was
Roy Moore is
it.
Bible and Constitution. That's his guide.
Literal Bible. Right. Constitution.
So
right.
He wouldn't be my guy. I don't want Bible thumpers. Mm-hmm. I don't want people like that in service. If they separate it and leave it home, I don't care what they believe. But you start mixing that stuff up with what government. That isn't what government's supposed to be. That's not what we're all about here, supposedly. But yet more and more of these Bible thumpers get in because they, you know, represent, as Richie said, pendulum gone too far the other way. And that's true to a point. But, I mean, it's fairly clear what the Constitution says, even for simplest folks to figure out, the separation of power, separation of church and state.
There's a lot of different, a lot of different viewpoints on how that's read.
Why is there?
Fundamentally clear that we were founded on a separation of church and state. I mean, you learned that in like third grade. I mean,
everybody should
know that.
You swear every president in on the hand of the Bible.
Okay, so here's the way you check this out. Go do a review, if you have the time and you have the desire, of most of the people who signed the Constitution. Most of them were Masons. Masons they're not religionists. Most of the Masons that I know never go to church. Mm-hmm. Their religion is the Masonic temple, but they are not religionists per se.
Right.
And one of the reasons they gathered strength is because, back to the pendulum theory, which you put forth accurately, the pendulum, the reason for our being a country and for separating from England is because the leadership in England wanted everybody to believe their religion. They wanted the state religion to be what everybody... and there were plenty of people who were put to death. Look at, not only in England, but in the 15th century, during the Inquisition, look at how many hundreds of thousands of people were slaughtered because they wouldn't swear to Catholicism.
Yep.
You know, I mean, come on. So that's where we were when we came over here. And now, you know, people conveniently seem to forget about stuff like that. Anyways.
Well, and I agree with you 100% on that, Doug. And I just, I always find it so, I find it personally offensive. Well, these Bible thumpers, what makes your religion more important than anyone else's?
Because their leadership has told them that theirs is the one true religion.
Right.
All of them.
So how is that any worse than any other extremist religion?
Well,
if you want to really, you know, talk about that.
You want to put it into the same category as the Muslims who say, my religion is great, I'm going to kill you all?
I had to break up this Bible thumping attacks.
Yes, thank you.
Somehow.
The Inquisition. That was very good, Richie.
All the Bible thumpers are calling in saying, please play something to distract them.
Right. Yeah, so we're going to now dispense with the Jews and the Inquisition. Mel Gibson. Mel Brooks, one of the cleverest minds to ever create anything entertaining. Very, very, guys. He's still around. He's on a TV. He's on To Tell the Truth or one of those game shows. Have you seen that? Or My Line, What's My Line or something like that?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He's 91, right? 95?
No, older than that. 95,
wow.
I think he is. He and Reiner and who else is in that group? They're in their...
I think that's probably the last two, and Betty White, maybe.
They're in their 90s now, I would think.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yep. Let's go through, because I don't a lot of times take the time to specifically deal with all of the issues or all of the people as we review what's going on, get off onto sidetracks. But it's a regular sort of talk radio conversation, so let's spill the guts. So there are no secrets between us. We're all friends here. Roger Goodell, number 10. Anthony Weiner, number 9. Hugh Hefner, 8. Roger Stone, 7. Kim Jong-un, 6. Lindsey Graham, 5. Stephen Bannon, 4. Roy Moore, 3. Mitch McConnell, 2. Do you believe that? And Donald Trump, number 1 on the list of the most discussed people. Let's see. I'm looking for a lady on this list, and I don't see any women. No women on the list of people. Isn't that interesting? All right. Well, what does that tell you about news cycles? I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown. 45 past the hour. You're listening to an overview of the week's hot topics in talk radio.
The talk radio countdown. Now.
Napa know-how.
When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will, because these brakes come with something no sports team does. Guaranteed performance. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A Mississippi man bought a beautiful horse farm, but soon discovered he was not allowed to keep horses there because the barn was within 50 feet of a road. Such senseless setback laws are common. Farms should always maximize pastures and crops, so buildings should be at the edge of the property, not in the middle. Hundreds of communities have setback rules, even requiring backyard fences to be away from property lines. That effectively confiscates some of the private property. A look through the lens of liberty reminds us that under our Constitution, government cannot take private property without paying for it. Prohibiting the use of property is effectively the same as taking it. Citizens have a duty to defend freedom, even against their own local government.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's review the stories from this past week. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10. The playoff action in baseball. My God, we're already there. World Series coming up. My heavens. And what the latest is from Brady, et cetera, including a big article I saw on what kind of a car he drives. All right, number 9 on the countdown story list, the sentencing of Congressman Wiener. 27 months in jail, probably won't serve all that time for his extracurricular activities. Passing of Hugh Hefner is number 8. The probe into what Trump did or didn't do with the Russians are new, number 7. What happened in Puerto Rico, number 6. North Korea, number 5. The victory of Roy Moore is rather a head-scratcher to a lot of people. That's number 4. The discussion of the Americans' health care plan or plans and what survives, what doesn't, what do we have and what do we not have. Trump's proposal to overhaul the taxes from number 2 and the anthem protests. Number 1 this week on the story list and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, 47 minutes after the hour. The let's see, what are we up to? Number 3, the ACA Repeal America, health care. Where is that going? It's not going anywhere, is it?
What's the one?
Collins right now.
From Maine. Yeah.
End of that. So talk about annoying the audience, Richie. Here's a woman who has an R next to her name who's gotten in the way of what Trump wanted to do. But she's from a state that's accepting. If she were from Georgia or Alabama, one of those places, they'd be running her out of town.
Yeah, lock her up.
Right.
Republicans are a mess.
Lock her up. Rock her up.
Well, the Democrats aren't any better, so.
No, the whole country's
at least they all agree.
Yeah. No, they don't. I don't think the Democrats. The dog, what do they call them?
Blue dogs.
What do they call the dogs? They're
blue dogs.
Blue dogs, yeah.
I've never heard that. What is that?
Haven't you, the blue dog Democrats?
No, I've never heard of that.
Check, look it up. They're all mostly the Southern Democrats. All right, number 2, the tax overhaul. I haven't heard two peeps about this week. I've seen a few stories about it, but I haven't.
Oh, it's coming out now. They're starting to attack it, saying that it's for the rich and not for the poor. The expected conversation.
The usual stuff. Okay.
Yeah, right.
But there are actually, though, some Republicans. I think, I forget which one it was. There was a pretty prominent Republican on the budget committee saying that it that the tax cuts will actually just really create a huge problem for the deficit. So it's not just like Democrats saying, oh, it's only for
whatever.
The rich. I think there's some whatever.
Whatever.
All right, well.
It creates revenue. It creates jobs.
Right, it always creates jobs.
Right. It's predictable.
It's so specious. The argument's very predictable.
Right. They're going to
number one on the countdown this week, the anthem protests. The NFL is hurting themselves a lot, I think.
I think so, too.
They seem to be self-destructive. Here they got this golden egg, and they're putting it in the burner. All right, thank you, Joe.
Jerry Jones is a genius. All right. All right.
Thank you, Victoria. Richie, thank you. 50 minutes past the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's boost your focus on things technologically oriented. Top 5 tech stories of the week now. Tech Talk at 53 past the hour. Victoria Keeman is here to go from number 5 to number 1, starting at the other end. So number 5 is a focus on Walmart and what they're doing to help. This is kind of a weird thing, but I guess some people like the idea, so explain away, Victoria, will you?
Well, Walmart wants to come into your home and stock your fridge for you.
I don't want them in my house.
While you're not there. I know, you hate this idea. Walmart has teamed up with the security company called August Home to test out delivering groceries and other items inside customers' homes while they're not there. So now, here's how it works. A customer orders something from Walmart.com. A delivery person brings the item to their house. That person gets a one-time passcode for the home's smart lock. The homeowner can watch them on the security cameras. They get an alert on their smartphone, so they can actually watch this delivery person stocking the fridge, bringing in other items, etc. The homeowner then gets a notification once the delivery person has left and the door is locked again. Now, I know that it sounds a little scary letting a stranger into your house and stocking your fridge and things like that. However, this is Walmart's latest attempt to really try to keep up with the whole new Amazon Whole Foods deal. Now, Amazon and Whole Foods, they're not coming into your house when you're not there, but they are making delivery really, really convenient. So this is what Walmart is now trying to do. Some of the early reviews of the test subjects have actually called it a game changer in the grocery game. They love it. So we'll see.
Really? Number 4 this week, counting down to number 1, a Twitter expansion, yes?
Yes, Twitter is also testing out something new. Instead of 140 characters, they're upping it to 280, and they're beginning with a test group. They want to see if this actually brings people back to Twitter. Twitter numbers have dropped off a lot. They called it the Trump bump in the beginning during the election cycle. People were really tuned into Twitter to see what he was going to tweet and whatever. Now those numbers have really fallen off again. And so Twitter's trying to figure out a new way to lure their customers back from Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat. So we'll see if this is what it takes to do it. I don't know.
This is the one I've heard most Cy talk about. That's the mobile, the T-Mobile merge with Sprint. How's mm-hmm. that going to work?
Well, it looks like T-Mobile's parent company called Deutsche Telekom, they're going to be the ones taking over controlling ownership. This is T-Mobile and Sprint merging together. The T-Mobile CEO earlier this year actually said, I predict three of the four current CEOs will be shuffled out this year. And he said, I'll leave it at that, meaning he's still going to have a job, but the CEO of Sprint will be out. The CEO of AT&T and Verizon, he thinks, are also going to be out, but who knows? So they are expected to make this announcement of the formal deal sometime in October.
Speaking of cell and cell phone reach and use, California has put out a warning that makes lots of sense. Everybody listen to this, please.
Yes, a document released internally in March of this year from the California Department of Health actually leaked to the public this year or this week, and it's information about cell phones and cancer, and it's nothing to mess around with. The report focused on the correlation between electromagnetic fields and brain cancer. It showed that studies that they've conducted found people with certain kinds of brain cancers were more likely to have used cell phones for 10-plus years, which pretty much all of us have done that. They also found that the side where the brain cancer occurred also corresponded with the side that patients held their phones up to. The report cited other issues like fertility problems when in both men and women, especially with men who tend to hold their cell phones in their jeans pockets or pants pockets. That's not good either. So it said basically the EMFs, the exposure depends on how close the phone is to your body. So if you can keep the phone away from your body as much as possible, that's definitely the way to go. And stronger EMFs are emitted when you only have one or two bars. So if you are in a low cell service, if you don't need to be using your phone and making a phone call, then don't. Because it actually has to work harder to pick up a cell reception, and it emits more EMFs. And if you're on your phone, that's just not healthy and not good.
All right,
so
number one.
Kind of stuff you're going to start to see more and more of these reports.
Yeah, there should be more of these reports, and that's important.
Yep.
Okay, so we got another hack here.
Yeah, another hack. Yep, fast food drive-in Sonic has been hacked. They are investigating unusual activity with credit cards used at their Sonic restaurants. If you've been to a Sonic, again, this is just like Equifax, make sure you are checking all of your statements, report any unusual activity. If you can, do a credit freeze or a security freeze on your credit reports. It's easy. It's free. You can do it online. You can call up any of the major three credit reporting agencies and just do it. And it's the best way to protect yourself.
All right. I also noticed Apple has been working. A lot of people want to get the FM chip into iPhones, and Apple says they don't want to do that, but they're being pressured by the government. I thought that was interesting. Okay, there it is, the overview of the top stories from the world of technology this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.